Boeing intros the 787-10 in Paris. Diamonds at Daytona Beach. And the G650 makes a grand entrance at Le Bourget. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 19, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing has launched the 787-10 Dreamliner, the third member of the 787 family, at the Paris Air Show. Commitments for 102 airplanes from five customers across Europe, Asia, and North America provide a strong foundation to support development and production of this newest Dreamliner. The new 787-10 will fly up to 7,000 nautical miles, covering more than 90% of the world's twin-aisle routes, with seating for 300 to 330 passengers, depending on an airline's configuration choices. The second member of the family, the 787-9, is in final assembly in Everett, Washington, and is set to make its first flight later this year. Design of the 787-10 has already started at Boeing, and international partners will be involved in detailed design in the months ahead. Final assembly and flight test of the 787-10 are set to begin in 2017, with its first delivery targeted for 2018. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University and Diamond Aircraft Industries have signed a partnership agreement to establish the global manufacturer's presence at the university's Daytona Beach campus. As part of the agreement inked at the 50th Annual International Paris Air Show, Diamond will expand its current international research and development program and other initiatives, working with Embry-Riddle students, staff, and faculty from the university's engineering and aviation colleges, as well as its Eagle Flight Research Center. Diamond is slated to start on-site operations by October 2013, with a later expansion into the 90-acre Embry-Riddle Research and Technology Park adjacent to the Daytona Beach campus. Diamond, with operations across North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia, has a long list of accomplishments that include synthetic vision technology, twin diesel power plants, serial hybrid electric aircraft, and pure algae-based biofuel. Embry-Riddle currently has the largest single fleet of Diamond DA-42 aircraft in the United States at its two residential campuses. The Gulfstream G650 demonstration aircraft landed at Paris Le Bourget Airport for the 50th annual Paris Air Show with three new city pair records on its resume: Savannah to Paris, Nice, France to Sao Paulo, and Las Vegas to Madrid. The records are pending confirmation by the National Aeronautic Association. The most significant record was the 3,899 nautical mile sprint between Savannah and Paris that broke a record held for 25 years by the Gulfstream G4. The G650, with three crew members and five passengers on board, accomplished the flight from Savannah Hilton Head International Airport to Paris Le Bourget in 7 hours and 12 minutes, shaving more than an hour off of the G4's time of 8 hours and 16 minutes. The aircraft flew at an average speed of Mach 0.90. The G650 demonstrator, which entered service in January 2013, has visited 75 cities in 27 countries as of May 31st. It has flown 334 hours, covering more than 142,900 nautical miles. The FAA has published an order revising the Amateur-Built Aircraft National Kit Evaluation Team, or NKET, defining policy and procedures and establishing a standard methodology to evaluate amateur-built aircraft kits. It also describes the selection and orientation of team members, the process for requesting an aircraft kit evaluation, the conduct of evaluations, and reporting and records maintenance requirements. The FAA says their goal is to ensure that amateur-built aircraft kit evaluations are performed in accordance with national policy. When Aero News continues, Operation Migration pilots need new planes and certificates, Red Bull boot camp, and the Loon Balloon could be a boon.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, June 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. New airplanes will lead endangered whooping cranes from their summer range to Florida for the winter in coming years, and the pilots flying those airplanes will have to have private pilot licenses. The FAA is requiring Operation Migration to make those changes because it pays salaries to its pilots, according to a report appearing in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. FARs for ultralight flying do not allow the aircraft to be flown for hire. The paper reports that Operation Migration has received a waiver from the FAA good through April 30th of next year, giving the organization time to raise money from donors for new airplanes and for its pilots to get their licenses. Operation Migration founder Joe Duff told the paper he was appreciative of the agency's willingness to work with the nonprofit so that it can continue its mission of guiding the birds to their winter habitat in Florida. But, he said, quote, there was just no space for us in the rules, end quote. Operation Migration is a low and slow proposition. Its aircraft must cruise between 30 and 50 miles per hour so that the birds learning the migration route can keep pace. FAA spokeswoman Elizabeth Corey said that the agency believes that the group does good work and, quote, we want to help them achieve their mission, end quote. Pilots hoping to fly in anticipated Red Bull Air Race events spent a week recently at a small airport in Slovenia trying to qualify for licenses to participate in those events. The pilots operated out of a hangar temporarily branded with the Red Bull logo at the airport from June 4th through the 11th. The unofficial Red Bull Air Race website, Smoke On, reports that 25 pilots were working toward their Red Bull Air Race super license. The certificate is required to prove that they are competent and safe to fly around the inflatable pylons at high speeds and low altitudes. The website reports that a video team from Red Bull was on hand to film the training. The site reported in 2012 that Red Bull Air Race said in a statement that it planned to resume racing on a fixed calendar season in 2014 after skipping 2013. Well, Google has undertaken a project that could one day provide internet connectivity to people living in very remote areas of the world by relaying signals via balloons flying at an altitude of about 60,000 feet. Even Google tacitly admits that this is a far-fetched idea through the name of the program, Project Loon. But according to Wired magazine, when representatives from the internet giant showed up at a remote home in New Zealand not long ago and asked if they could put a red sphere on top of the home of Hayden and Anna McKenzie, the couple agreed. The program was under such a veil of secrecy that the couple was not told until the day after its installation that it would give them internet service relayed by a high-flying balloon. The project was officially announced at a news conference in New Zealand on Friday. On Google's official blog, the company says that they think it might be possible to operate a global constellation of balloons flying in the stratosphere that will relay internet service to the, quote, 2 out of every 3 people on Earth, end quote, for whom a fast, affordable internet connection is still out of reach. Project Loon is being initially tested in New Zealand. Some 50 people in the Canterbury area of that country have been selected to test the service, and Google has launched 30 balloons as part of the test program. So, tell me, if the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane, does the Loon balloon fly closely to the moon? Sorry, I just couldn't resist that. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now clear for departure.